All right, I will say good morning. Let us begin. So we're going to spend, as I put out on the chat yesterday, we're going to spend in Emir Tashem the next 2 weeks, this week and next week, focusing on Inyanei Pesach. This week, I figured we'll focus a little bit on Chodesh Nisan and a bit just on the incredible power and profundity of this month. And then in Emir Tashem next week, we'll transition a bit into Inyanim of the Seder. So let's pick up in Emir Tashem on, I've quoted from you over here from the Haggadah of the Be'er HaChaim. So we're gonna skip around a little bit over our journeys, but he happens to have a beautiful piece here when it comes to the power of Nisan. See, he writes as follows. He says, Hinam Yomim Mevarachim Boim. There are beautiful, blessed days that are coming. Yimei Chodesh Nisan. Thank you, Jeremy. I'm just gonna put it over here. So he writes, Hinam Yomim Mevarachim Boim. There are beautiful, blessed days which are coming. Yimei Chodesh Nisan. Kedoshim od b'kedusha ilah, the day months of Nisan, days that are of incredible elevated kedusha. Kimo shiram zatora hachodesh hazelochem rosh chadoshim uperish b'shlaka. This is the shla in a beautiful commentary on the pasuk that says this month is the first month of all new months for you, and this is so beautiful. Shekol yom v'yom mechodesh Nisan dome l'kedushas rosh chodesh. So the Shla has a beautiful interpretation. In his interpretation of this phrase, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chadashim, he says, the way he translates it is, this month is for you, every day of this month is a Rosh Chodesh. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, the entirety of this month is Rosh Chadashim. Normally on a regular month, Rosh Chodesh is only the first day of the month, but in Nisan, every single day is Rosh Chodesh. So we'll say, so what does that mean? We understand the profundity of this, that the beauty and incredible nature of Rosh Chodesh is that it represents a new beginning. So normally Rosh Chodesh comes once a month. There's a new beginning once a month. But the nature of Nisan is that each and every day represents a brand new beginning. Say ulamad o mimash shuva be'igra dekalo kibalnu. So we'll say these first 12 days of Nisan, of which today is Beis Nisan. The first 12 days of Nisan, Yemei HaKravas HaNasim. Remember, again, we'll say Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the day that the Mishkan was dedicated. The first 12 days of Nisan, the other Karbanos of the Nisim. That's why we don't say Tachnun, going up for the first 12 days. Ultimately, again, because these were the days that each of the tribal princes offered up their Karbanos. He says, "Hema koach kloli liyud beis chod she'ashana." But listen to how beautiful this is. The first 12 days of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, each day corresponds to a different month of the year. Kol yom romeis lechodesh shalim. Every day corresponds to one month of the year. Goes on. Kein shamanu me'amar harav Rabbanach Mendel me'Rimanov Zatzal v'zaki haros yucholim lehisponim b'chol yom ezo ma'oros yeh b'chol dash asher negad yomahu. We'll just read a few more lines. Kavod ha'admar harav Kinnagadosh Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Chozim Lublin hayakosib ra'kotcho b'chol yom ayeh b'chol achodesh. Okay, so he goes on that the great rebbes were able to go ahead and foretell what was going to happen in each of the months of the year, in the first 12 days of Nisan. But for our purposes, for those of us who lack prophetic ability, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh writes it a little bit different. He says that there's the ability in the first 12 days of Nisan to do tshuva for all 12 months of the previous year. Because remember, again, we have an interesting calendrical anomaly in that we have two Rashi Chadosh. I mean, the Gemara opening Mishnah Maseches Rosh Hashanah says Arba Rashi Chadoshan, right? There are four different new years. But the truth is, interesting, we know we have this tension between Tishrei and between Nisan. So amazingly enough, this concept, says the Baal Shem Tov, that in the first 12 days of Nisan, you could do tshuva for the entire 12 months of the year. Each day, representing tshuva for a different month. So you begin to see, you know, sometimes the beauty of learning Hasidus is even if you don't understand every single word, you begin to see the profundity in certain ordinary things. So one thing is clear, which is that the month of Nisan is not a normal month. It's not an ordinary month. And these days in which we are currently living are not ordinary, regular days. So whether it's, again, the idea of Achod, like the Shla, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, this is a month where every day is a Rosh Chodesh. Or like the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, this is a month where the first 12 days of the Karbanos of the Nesim are an opportunity to do tshuva. Over the 12 months of the year, something dramatic is occurring. And in fact, if you take a look in footnote Aleph, he says over here something beautiful. He says, Ashrehem hatzadikim shemargishim es kedushas hayomim. Praiseworthy are the righteous who are able to feel the kedusha of these days. Ukufisha heyed harav hakadosh pal shem ishmua misakachav schus yagenonu av aviv harav hakadosh pala avni nezer. Listen to this. That the shem ishmua used to say about his father, the Avni Nezer, Shemachmas Godel Behirus Kedushas Hayomim Enot Sarech Lishon Klal. So amazingly enough, he said that, quoted his father, that because of the incredible nature of these days, one can't sleep. One can't sleep. Who could sleep during the beginning of that? A couple of people could sleep, right? Who could sleep, including myself? Who could sleep? Who could sleep during the beginning of Nisan, knowing what is unfolding during these days? And then he goes on. See, he then goes on, we're not going to do the whole thing inside, but he then goes on to say so beautifully that a person shouldn't think that these type of concepts are only written by the tzaddikim, right? The person shouldn't think that this is only a din by tzaddikim, but that regular people, this is not for us. Obviously, the tzaddikim relate to these concepts in their way, and we regular people relate to these concepts in our way. But the concepts are true nevertheless, that these days represent an incredible opportunity for ischachos, for renewal, an incredible opportunity of an entire month of Rosh Chodeshim, an incredible opportunity for tshuva. And not just tshuva for today, not just tshuva, but tshuva literally again for the entire year. If you skip to the left-hand column, the bottom where I underlined it, and where this will end, he says, "Bichidushi harim huva ha'chodesh hazalachem isa b'midrashim sha'koach maser b'yadenu v'hakol nimsa b'irushusenu." They understand that the power of this month is that everything, all the power is handed over into our hands, and everything is in our domain. V'ilu yadanu mahu u'mashyesh b'yadinu lasos lo hayinu mevatlim afilu rega. And the Chiddush HaRim writes, if we would realize the power of Nisan, we would not waste a moment. We would not waste a moment. V'av she'in lanu esek. And even though, like we just said before, a lot of times we don't necessarily understand the esoteric things that the rabbis write. But one thing is clear, which is we certainly have to go ahead and make sure that we utilize these days for Torah, to learn, to go ahead and work on our Avodas Hashem, our personal Ruchnius, because this is what Chodesh Nisan is all about, right? So we have to stop over here for today, but Amir Tashem will pick up on this theme, will develop. Again, I just want to point out that the idea over here being to develop Chodesh Nisan, and then Amir Tashem, over the coming days, we'll get into the specific avoda for this month as well. Shkach Avosai.